Thank you all so much for sharing this evening. These are the last two of my own two love poems, one in the more traditional sense and one for the sky in late summer. Fantasy of accurate expectations. First awake in early light with your head on his chest, you consider the spare sheets you designated curtains do not well diminish the eager flush of late summer in your bedroom, where you know your way around, dark or morning, but he does not. Strangeness has slipped in, but not quite. Strangeness knocked, politely, and not accustomed to saying no, you opened the door and gave a welcome. His bear-like torso, man and animal at once, breathes your skull up, then down, and in this moment, you may have slipped yourself out of arbitration and second guessing and through a hatch where you wait, sorry, grateful, and where the trees have no color words have use for, the time heaven is said to tick. There will be times you go through the gate and there are flowers, other times not. Make me familiar. In August, still early, before night has yielded fully, when the air still prickles the skin and the sky is bluesy pink, like berries pressed to bursting in a bowl, you can find yourself, or I can find myself. Creature of terminal haste, creature ever mid-stride, reconsidering the world in the middle of the road. It's early. There are no cars. Say there was never any bang. Say there was no great cosmic heave. Say the world began as some mornings do. Creeping light. Your body shifting in the slippage from dark to awake without purpose, finding its way out the door because let's consider for a moment that things begin with curious particles, with proximity, and say a proper beginning doesn't have to come headlong, fast, and loud. Say it's all a matter of willingness, but then what do I know? An animal only sometimes upright. I drink the milk directly from the carton, the peanut butter I eat straight from the jar. I find satisfaction in licking the spoon, swiping it back down for more. Intimacies, most common, most coarse, this is what I chase. But I can savor too this elegance here, the hesitant day rising, the colors, heaven's hemline frayed and dragging across our floorboard. So much loneliness, but also wonder. Dear world, whatever you want, you need only ask this way, and I will try to be generous.